From the CBS 2 newsroom, I'm Audra Nabigas, and here are the stories making news right now. 150,000 updated COVID-19 boosters are headed to pharmacies and healthcare providers across Chicago this week. The shots offer more protection against Omicron and its variants BA4 and 5, which are causing 99% of new COVID-19 cases in the city right now. In areas with few pharmacies, city leaders are offering the Protect Chicago at Home program, allowing some people to get vaccines in their homes. Appointments, though, limited to seniors 65 years and older, or people in certain zip codes. R. Kelly's trial here in Chicago continues today now that the federal courthouse is opening again. It closed yesterday because of what was only deemed as operational issues. And we now know Kelly's attorney is pushing to prevent certain topics from being discussed, like his marriage to singer Aaliyah when she was underage, as well as injections and other treatments used to curb Kelly's sexual appetite. Repairs still underway in suburban Dixmoor as water mains throughout the village keep breaking down. Officials there tell us another water main broke over the weekend. It was on Wood Street, which they refer to as a main artery serving the village. That break makes two water mains in need of repair right now. And a group of armed robbers may be linked to 11 other robberies in the last 3 weeks in multiple Chicago neighborhoods. The latest was in broad daylight Sunday near Hamlin Park in North Center. Three people jumped out of a car, throw a woman to the ground, point a gun at her face, and demand her belongings. Chicago police say armed robbers also hit in River North, West Loop, and Humboldt Park. Your forecast, morning fog turns to afternoon sunshine, highs in the mid-70s. From the CBS 2 newsroom, I'm Audra Nabigas.